So in order to write to create a provable document which would allow a person's loan to not be annulled at the end of the Shemitah year, so the person comes to a Beis Din, and he says the following declaration in front of the Beis Din. Actually, you can say it in English, I'll give you the Nusuf in Hebrew. Again, the idea was, we said yesterday, that he's going to take his loan, all of his loans which are owed to him, he's the lender, and give these loans over to Beis Din. So he says, Masreini Lochem Beis Din, and he says, I'm giving to you Beis Din, he says the names of the three members of the court, any debts which are owed to me. And he can say, Leishti, or he can include other members of his family, assuming that they empowered him to do so. They would have to tell him beforehand. Whether it's a written loan which has been with a document, or whether it's palpet, shagven or able to collect them, or calls them on, shares them whenever I want. That's all he has to say. He says it in front of the Beis Din. And then what happened was they would allow him to collect by giving him a document that he came to Beis Din, and he did that. So Beis Din would write that we were sitting as a Beis Din, as a court. We must have thought of Gachad Avina, we were sitting together as a court. We were just undersigned. And he'd write, so-and-so came in front of us, Hamava, which is the lender, and he said the final declaration, they would quote the declaration, and therefore we say, that he would write afterwards, and therefore we empower him to go collect his debts, his wife's debts, whatever the situation be, then they would sign on the bottom. We do have to point out that the Yonin is a locker with someone of valid Beis Din, so the Yonin cannot be related to each other. They cannot be related to the lender or to the borrower. Because if they're related to any one of them, to the person who borrowed the money, the person who lent the money, or to each other, it's not a valid Beis Din. If you carefully give a valid, if you sit down on the Beis Din, it should be a valid Beis Din. Furthermore, there's a machloikis. Which Beis Din is allowed to do this? The Shulchan Aruch Shita, which would be the Shita of the people who filed the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, says it has to be specifically a Beis Din of Mumchen. So if there's an established Beis Din in the city, that would be the kosher Beis Din you should use for according to Shulchan Aruch, you should use for Prusbul. According to the Ramah, with Ashkenazim follow, it could be any Beis Din. You can take any three people which are kosher. It could be the Yonim, they're not Gazlonim, etc. They don't have any of the Psulim, and they're not related, and you can use them for that Beis Din. So if a person who follows the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, this person who's from the Edut HaMizrach, etc., follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, they should be careful to use the established Beis Din of the city. People follow the Minhag of the Ramah can take any Beis Din, take any three people, as long as they're Gedolim. We know for sure that they're Gedolim, and they're not related, and they're not Gazlonim, etc. They never borrowed money and not paid it back, or something like that. Veiras which would make them possible, and use them for a Beis Din. There is a mitzvah of Hashemitah, some it's a mitzvah deraisa, so a person can come along and say, you know, I would like to be the kind of mitzvah Shemitah Ksofim, and not write a principle. What about writing a principle but leaving one loan out? I want to write the principle, but I like one loan I should be able to annul. That's fine. The person can write it, can say originally when he says, there's no sif, I'm giving over to Beis Din all of my debts except for the loan to so-and-so, and then they would write the principle with the same language. That I'm giving, he said he's giving over all of the debts except for the loan to so-and-so, and the principal would work for all of the loans except for that one, which would become annulled, and he'd be mekayem the mitzvah, according to those sheets, he'd be mekayem the mitzvah of Shemitah Ksofim. Theoretically, you could write it the other way. I'm only writing the principal on loans one and two, and all my other loans are going to be annulled, depending on how many loans you have and how you want to do it. All of those would be valid ways to write the principal. Obviously, you should speak to a person who knows what he's doing before you write that up and do that. So those are valid ways to do that. Okay, have a good morning.